Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting 7th. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rube Wahlberg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dutch Holland. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisel for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to home to get Cook. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Hale reaches second base with a double. Trotsky moves to third. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Hale scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kham moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Kham moves to third. Holland moves to second. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wahlberg, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Kham scores. Holland moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker is hit by the pitch. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Holland scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Johnny Welch now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Trotsky. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Kellett now playing third base. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to third. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch fires to first and has Hale trapped. There's the throw to Larry, who tags Hale for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kham hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pearson bunts towards third. Kellett fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pitlock moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pitlock scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holland hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Cook moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Cook scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Dick Porter pinch hits for Johnny Welch. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Larry moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pearson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Kellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Com bunts towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holland hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kellett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-4 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop pinch hits for Red Kellett. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.